Won't somebody tell me, when will this hard time ever end? I don't have a job, my job done closed down. Job to close down. Landlord said if I can't pay my rent, I got to find a way to lay my body down.
Good afternoon, good evening. Happy National DJ Day here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, where you are tuned into In You All Along, just like you are every Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. So sit back and appreciate the wonder that is your DJ.
I played ball through the halls of CIS with Snoop Dogg's big brother, call him Dirty Left. Rack him up, crack him up, stack him up against the gate. The homies trying to catch me, but they can't wait. The street lights just came on, and my mama's in the streets telling me to come home. I hit the gate and I hops on my Schwinn, and I tell the homies, alright then, yeah. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on the pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on the pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. Verse 2. Now what the fuck I do? Catch the bus to Cal State or chill with the Voltron crew and make a few ends on the side. Here comes a baby blue van, time to ride. So I hops in the van with my nigga Tick and baby Papa. Back then, that was my clique. We groove in the Santa Ana and we plan to make a hell of 5 amount of money. And what I did for extra fees was break niggas after work playing Get Like Me. I was 14 years old, having a sack. Just a young motherfucker eating value packs, shooting dice in the corners of the public schools. And I used to gang bang, but now it's a G thing. And I still know how to make those ends. You don't believe me? Go ask the twins, motherfucker. Kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on a pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on a pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G.
Yeah, check this out, this OOGLP. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my little OG, Warren G. And he just dropping this to let you little BGs know what's happening. Y'all got to recognize, cause this is, you know, a Long Beach thing, 21st Street. But check this out, G'd up going out there, you know what I'm saying? And how that shit, you know? Yeah.
It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on a pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ be Warren G. It's kinda easy when you listen to the G'd up sound. Pioneer speakers bumping as I smoke on a pound. I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see.
Gas, you're a groove. I know he'd love to stick a needle in you. He wants to spin you and get you dizzy. They say he's into broadcasting and he loves to get busy. Alternative radio DJ, hey, you know what they say, hey, hey. Alternative radio DJ will play anything. Of music. chairs. One stood up and one's on the air, underground where the tables turn. He's got a reputation you can guess how it was earned. Alternative radio DJ, hey, you know what they say. Hey, hey, alternative radio DJ will play anything. I can hear the whole city listening as he dedicates a song to you. Well, this is for the girl whose name is like a little riddle, start with S and with Y, it spells hell in the middle. Yeah, yeah. Have a good beat. We'll call it a 69 if you're head over feet on the floor. But will you be missed when suddenly you found yourself off the top 10 list of the alternative radio DJ? Hey, you know what they say. Hey, hey, alternative radio DJ will play anything. Alternative radio DJ, hey, you know what they say, yeah. Alternative radio DJ will play anything.
Oh,
That's all the self-adulation I'll be doing here this show, especially given the performance that I have turned in so far as an experienced DJ down here. I will blame the equipment. I will continue to blame the equipment until it gets fixed. Doing a crazy dance here between various points throughout Studio A, not all of which are right in front of me, and I gotta jump back and forth. Also, well, we'll get to that in a second. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to my buddy Kier for telephoning right now while I'm on the air. It's like this little flashing light that goes off that lets me know that someone's calling, and every time that I get on the mic and that starts to flash, I know it's him. It's like a little angel on my shoulder, twinkling in the night sky. Anyway, you too can join in the fun, but I prefer that you do it by dropping by WMFO.org and hitting the DJ chat link at the top of the page and saying hi there. That's how you engage with your DJ here on National DJ Day. On In You All Along, you say, hey, Pete, via chat. In any case, we just heard from David Bowie, of course, with DJ, one of my favorites of his from back in 1979 off the Lodger album. That's a twofold purpose song, also giving a nod to Mr. Bowie, whose anniversary of birth and death have both happened within the past 8 or 10 days or so, or whatever it was. Good times. National Bowie Week. Before that, we heard from Kurt Swinghammer. Boy, I'll tell you, what a name to be born with. I don't know if he was born with that name, but Kurt Swinghammer from Ontario with his song Alternative Radio DJ from the 1992. I have this fantastic 2-CD compilation. If you could see my hands, they are spaced far apart as if to indicate a large volume of something. There's a large volume of songs on that collection called the IndyCan 92 Sampler of a bunch of independent artists from Canada on various independent labels and whatnot, including Mr. Kurt Swinghammer there and a couple of other exciting tracks you've heard here over the years on In You All Along. We opened up this show and this set at the top of the hour with the mistakenly not radio-friendly version of this DJ from Warren G from Regulate the G-Funk era back in 1994. I do love that song, but I did not mean to get into that family unfriendly version. I will say that I did manage to accurately hit that button. There's a little two-button sequence to turn off the song and turn it right back on. I got one of them. And then I just faded it out because I just couldn't anymore. Thank you for all of you for not calling in and complaining. Now that I've proven myself for National DJ Day, got a whole long set coming up after this break. Starting with another local act. We haven't had any local acts. What the hell am I talking about? Let's get back to it.
Did someone say, cranky baby?
Without ladies shout. Tis time, is the right time. Keep trying, I keep lagging behind. Nikki saw us. Thank you.
turn, how to run, how to hide behind a bitter wall of blue. But you die inside if you choose to hide. So I guess instead I'll love you.
Thank you. with the dark side looking in. I couldn't play the lights just the way it's been. I never wanted to clear the pages in my life. I just came across to try one more time.
DJ does best. I stayed off of the air for a very long time in that set, letting the music do the talking, which is really my job down here. Past experience to the contrary, notwithstanding. I like to settle in here sometimes, just play a whole bunch of songs. That was a long set. How many did we have in that one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Going all the way back to 516. It's now 538 here almost 539 at the corner of Boston Ave and College Ave. I got a nice stalker pic online today, just before the show, from a listener taking a picture of the building Curtis Hall here at Tufts that the station is in. We used to have a big banner outside. I think the elements took it away. But, yep, you can hunt me down. I'll be here until 6. Any case, what I should be doing, the whole purpose of this mic break was to tell you that you just heard from Dead Moon from out there in Oregon with their song These Times With You from 2001's album Trash and Burn on the Tombstone Records label. Before that, we heard from Daniel Cherlitza. Cherlitza? I think I spelled it wrong here in the playlist. I will fix that. With the song Frankie from the 2013 soundtrack to the motion picture Jackie. It's an independent film, not to be confused with the 2016 Hollywood picture Jackie, starring Natalie Portman as Jackie O. Different movie entirely. I found that on Bandcamp. I think I was searching for songs around a theme, and you know, the beauty of that is that you discover some act that you'd never heard before, which I did there. That whole album was great from beginning to end, so I purchased that myself for my collection and keeps paying dividends after the fact. Prior to that, we heard from the Beach Boys with one of my favorites of theirs, such an outlier, I think, of their catalog. Sail On Sailor from the 1972 album Holland, featuring Blondie Chapman on vocals. And you know, it's funny, I went to see Brian Wilson one time out at Tanglewood, and there was Blondie Chapman ready to sing Sail On Sailor. And that being one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, I was pleasantly surprised. I like it. It's got that sort of bloated, washed up, down on your luck kind of feel that I think, you know, kind of fits well in the late stage second act of their career. The 60s are over. It's into the 70s. They've all got beards. They've put on some weight. They've got the Hawaiian shirts on. And they've got more money than they know what to do with. We've all been there, except for the money, right? Prior to that, we heard from the High Llamas, which I felt like just those two songs kind of flowed nicely together, with Campers in Control off of their album Hawaii from 1996. Thank you goes out to listener Jan all the way out in Chicago, who sent me a huge collection of works by the High Llamas. The High Llamas shared some members from Stereolab, Tim Gain and Sean O'Hagan. I think there's a little Andy Ramsey in there also. But different direction, a lot similar vibes, but a different direction. And man, have I been loving that stack of sound. So thank you to listener Jan. Send me music and it may just get played, dear listener. Prior to that, we heard from the Byrds, a little darker one of theirs, Everybody's Been Burned, off of 1967's Younger Than Yesterday, sung by Roger McGuinn, but written by the late David Crosby. And I am just not a big Crosby, Stills, and Nash guy. I'm a kind of a bigger Neil Young guy than any of them, but there's a little nod back from David Crosby's days with the Byrds. We opened up that set with, as I mentioned, a local act, Chandler Travis Philharmonic, with Sexy Ivan with Bongo off of the Ivan Variations from 2021. Chandler Travis Philharmonic will be playing on Sunday at the Midway Cafe down in JP. That's 797 miles south of downtown Boston, within the city limits in Jamaica Plain. It just feels that way sometimes. Very accessible by public transportation and other means. They will also be playing on February the 2nd at the Lizard Lounge right down Mass Ave in Cambridge. So a couple of opportunities there. All right, it is 5:44. We've got a few songs left. So if you don't mind, stick with me. They'll be pretty good.
Person to love.
No one wants to be without. No one wants to be without. No one wants to be without a person to love. No one wants to be without. No one wants to be without.
Finally gone into. Now I stay where you were. Hi, I'm Cory Doctorow of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.
All right. All right, all right. We made it. You and me, we made it. Another successful week, another successful show, and a successful National DJ Day, where you just heard from The Furniture with their song Honey Movin' off the Boston Band's 2020 release Universe City. The Furniture will be playing this Monday at Charlie's Kitchen with Kremlin Bats and the Brad Baker Experience. So that's something you can do on a Monday night. I think Mondays are too boring. No sorry, the weekend never has to end. Prior to that, we heard from Parts and Labor with Solemn Show World off of their 2008 release Receivers on the Jag Jaguar label. Any excuse to say Jag Jaguar is a good one. And prior to that, we heard from Bellows at the top of that set from down in Brooklyn with No One Wants to Be Without a Personal Love, and Ain't That True, off of Next of Kin from 2022 on Top Shelf Records. Bellows will be playing on Thursday the 26th at La Brasa on Broadway in East Somerville, one of the productions of the Itinerant Once, former venue, now venue on the move from place to place. That is going to do it here for me this week on another episode of In You All Along here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I appreciate your commitment here. Let's see, did we get any more? I had to look at the DJ chat. Any more comments to respond to in the DJ chat? Nope. Not this time. If I don't look, there'll be someone there. And if I do look, there isn't. Anyway, that's going to be it for me. I'll see you here next week on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for more pre-programmed automated radio until, I believe, Edward comes in at 8. Have a great weekend.